So, Bhante, brothers and sisters in the Dharma, so let's take a short meditation. Just sit down quietly. Either you like to do metta or your own meditation method, it's okay. For a short while, we let our mind come. 我们大家好好的静坐一会。 你可以用你自己的方法，或者是只是轻轻坐也可以， 或者是你要散播慈心也是很好。
Samanta Chakvalisu Atra Gacchantu Devata Sadhammam Muni Rajasa Sunantu Saga Mokkhadam Dhamma Savanakalo Ayam Badanta Dhamma Savanakalo Ayam Badanta Dhamma Savanakalo Ayam Badanta Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa Itipiso bhagavā arahaṁ sammā sambuddho Vijja charana sampanno sugato lokavidu Anattaro purisa dhamma sārati sat Satta deva manu sanang bundo bhagavati Swakato bhagavata dhammo sandittiko akaliko Ehipasiko upanayiko pachattang veditambo vinyuhiti Supatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho Ujupatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho Nyayapatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho Samichipatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho Yadidam chattari purisa yugani atta purisa pungala Esa bhagavato savaka sangho Ahuneyo pahuneyo dakkineyo anjali karaneyo Anuttarang punya ketang lokasati Etena satcha vajjena patutvang ratanattayam Etena satcha vajjena patutvang ratanattayam Etena satcha vajjena patutvang ratanattayam Yani dabhutani samagatani bhummani vayani vantalikhe Sabeva bhuta sumana bhavantu atopi sakkaccha sunantu basitam Tasmahi bhutani sameta sabbe metang karota manusiya pajaya Divaca ratto ca harandiye baling tasmahi nirakkata appamatta Yankinci vittang idava hurang vasagge suvayang ratanang panitang Nano samang atti tathagatena idambi buddhi ratanang panitang Etena satchena suvati hotu Kayang viragang amatang panitang yada jaga sakya muni samahitu Natnena dhammena samati kinchi dambi dhammi ratanang panitang Etena satchena suvati hotu Yang bunda sitto parivanna yisu ching samadhi manandari kanyamahu Samadhi na tena samona vijjati dambi dambi ratanang panitang Etena satchena suvati hotu Ye pungala atta satang pasatta chattari etani ugani honti te dakkineya sugata sasavaka ete surinnani mahapalani idampi sangge ratannang panitang etena saccena suvati hotu yeso payutta manasa dallena nikkamino gotama sasanam hi te patti patta matang vigaya ladamudanim budim bunjamana idampi sangge ratannang panitang etena saccena suvati hotu yatinda kelo patavin sito siya chatu bivate bhya sampakampiyo thadu pamang sapuri sangvadamiyo ariya sacchani avecha passati idampi sangge ratannang panitang etena saccena suvati hotu yariya sacchani vibhavayanti gambhira panyena sudesitani kincha pite hondi busang pamaddana te bhavang adamang adiyanti idampi sangge ratannang panitang etena saccena suvati hotu sahavassa dassana sampadaya tayasu dhamma jahita bhavanti sakkaya ditti vichikicchitancha silabhatang vapiyadatti kinchi chatuhapayehi chavippamuddho chachavitanani abambukatum idampi sangge ratannang panitang etena saccena suvati hotu kinchapi so kammang karoti papakam kayena vacha udacetasava abambo so tassa paticchadaya abambata ditta padassa utta idampi sangge ratannang panitang hetena saccena suvati hotu vanapagumbe yata possita ghe gimhanamase patamasmi gimhe thadu pamang dhamma varang adesai nibbana gamin paramang hitaya idampi bunne ratannang panitang hetena saccena suvati hotu varo varanyo varado varaharo anuttaro dhamma varang adesai idampi bunne ratannang panitang hetena saccena suvati hotu kinang puranang navam natti sambhavam viratta cittaya tike bhavasmin tekina bija virulhi chanda nibandi diratayam padipo idampi sangge ratannang panitang hetena saccena suvati hotu yani labhutani samagatani bhummani vayani vandalikhe tathagatang deva manusa pujitang buddhang namasama suvati hotu yani labhutani samagatani bhummani vayani vandalikhe tathagatang deva manusa pujitang dhammang namasama suvati hotu yani labhutani samagatani bhummani vayani vandalikhe tathagatang deva manusa pujitang sangang namasama suvati hotu etena saccha vajjena sottite hotu sambada etena saccha vajjena sambarogo vinasatu etena saccha vajjena hotu te jaya mangalam yang dunnimitang ava mangalam cha yo chamanapo sakunasa sando papagahodu supinang akandang buddhanubhavena vinasamentu yang dunnimitang ava mangalam cha yo chamanapo sakunasa sando papagahodu supinang akandang dhammanubhavena vinasamentu yang dunnimitang ava mangalam cha yo chamanapo sakunasa sando papagahodu supinang akantang sanghanubhavena vinasamentu sambhe buddha balapatta paccekananchayang balang arahanna nanja tejena rakkang bandami sabbasu sabbitiyo vivajjantu sabba rogo vinasatu mate bhaval vandarayo sukhi digayuko bhava bhavatu sabba mangalam rakkantu sabba devata sabba buddhanubhavena sada sotti bhavantu te bhavatu sabba mangalam rakkantu sabba devata Sammha dhammanu bhavena sada sutti bhavantu te. Bhavatu sabba mangalam rakantu sabba devata. Sambha sanghanu bhavena sada sutti bhavantu te. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
So, today we shall continue the talk about faith and how we can change our faith, so-called faith. 今天我们将会继续讲这个命运和如何我们将会改变我们的命运。 So last week, the first time we say about fate, then that fate, so-called fate, can be changed. Because of why? Because there is this thing called the law of cause and effect, and also because of impermanence. Because of impermanence, things are impermanent, and also because of dependent origination. And because things can change. Life is not fixed as that. It can be changed. All we need to know is we need to know how to change it. We need to know the nature of law. And we need to know what are the relevant causes to change. And in order to change that, we must be completely... In order to see how to change our life, we need to be detached, be selfless, to give ourselves a chance to have pure vision. When we have pure vision, then it's easy to see where in our life that goes wrong. In what aspect? What are the causes that goes wrong? And how can we modify and change it according to natural law? And also we talk about in order to change our life, we must believe that we can change it. If we do not have that belief, then there will be a mental limitation. And when we have mental limitation, then everything gets limited. We tell ourselves it is not possible, then it becomes impossible. So our job is we need to see what is possible as possible, what is impossible as impossible, and we need to get the help of Dhamma, the teaching of the Buddha. That's the best way, by the teaching of the Buddha. It is easier through the wisdom of the Buddha. It becomes much easier for us to grasp, to know what is possible, what are the impossibilities, so that we won't waste our time working on what is impossible. It is very important. If we work on what is impossible, no matter how hard we work, we will fail. No matter how hard we work, we will fail. Just like many long time ago, when I see what happened in Sri Lanka, the LTTE, the force and things like that, I already say this cannot sustain. At the rate they commit the wrong causes, new wrong causes, cannot sustain. Even today, if the winning ones, if they do not go according to Dhamma, then peace cannot sustain. In order to sustain peace, they must know. If they want peace, they must know what are the conditions relevant for peace. If they want happiness, we must know what are the relevant factors contributing to happiness. If we don't know, then we work hard, and our hard work eventually will fall, will crumble down. That's what happened to the LTTE also. Because they use violence, and they cause more causes of suffering in order to bring good If you add more causes of suffering, eventually you cannot. They will suffer. So same in our life also. So I already predicted one day this will happen. How we predict? According to natural law, we know if someone is adding new causes in their life, there's no way. No way they can actually fulfill their wish. Temporarily, yes. But not permanently, not in a reliable manner. So for our life also, if you look at our life, if you really want to improve our life, then we shouldn't work on the wrong causes. We must know what is possible as possible, what is impossible as what is impossible. Unwholesome things never produce good result. And wholesome things always eventually, when it ripen, it will produce good result. So if you go by that, it will be much simpler. And in order to understand the teaching of the Buddha, we need to invoke, sometimes we need the wise man to guide us. Sometimes the teaching in the sutta seems to be too profound. We cannot understand deeply. So through the guidance of wise men, wise companion in the holy life, then we can understand better. So that is preconditions. If you, before we want to change our life, all these basic understanding we need to have. If we do not have basic understanding, we just go ahead. We want to change by sheer willpower. But if that willpower doesn't work according to natural law, we will fail also. Willpower alone is not sufficient. We need to know all the relevant factors and natural law and the conditions involved. Then only we can work to improve our life. 那我们之前的讲座里面有讲到，生命是可以改变的，命运是可以改变的，并没有所谓的死定的那个命运。为什么呢？因为生命里面有无常的法则，因为生命里面有因果的法则，因为有无常有因果的法则，还有缘起的法则，我们就可以改变命运。怎么改变呢？ 在因上下功夫，只要我们在因调整那个因，那我们因改变了，我们的命运就会改变。那么要如何做呢？那我们也说了，你需要了解自然界的法则。如果我们不了解自然界的法则，我们不会达到目的。我们不会达到目的。那么要了解自然界的法则，当然最好是通过。 佛陀的这个引导，也佛陀是觉者，告诉了我们自然界的规则。那么学通过学佛学法，我们了解自然界的规则过后，我们就会懂得如何运作。这是一点。那我们也讲到，这个你要给自己一个超然的清明的自见。 带着一个无我无私的心，心就会看东西、想东西都比较清明，都比较能够看清我们的生命。如果我们连自己眼前的生命都看不清楚，那我们怎么改变生命呢？你必须先看得清楚，如实的看清你生命里面有些哪一些苦因，有哪一些乐因，有哪一些失败的因，有哪一些成功的因，那么看清楚，你才可以。 可是要看清楚我们的心要清明，如果我们的心有很多的那一些污染呢，那我们看得不清楚。好，那么讲到这个自然界的规则，我们看清楚自然界的规则，我们也看清楚那些因缘，我们就可以开始改变我们的命运。真的很重要。其实讲到这个，刚才才给的那个例子就是，你看西兰的那些。 淡米尔之父叛军，其实好多年前我就判断他一定会失败，一定会苦，因为他们用的手法是增加苦因。从他的因那边我就知道他的目的，最终眼前可能得利，最终一定要痛苦的，不会有平静，也不会有快乐。今天也一样，就算是如果那个胜利的政府军，如果他们不懂得在胜利的时候给自己珍惜这个机会，改变他们的。 态度方式，好好的为和平经营的话呢，那么 将来还是会有无限的痛苦。如果他们骄傲，他最终会有无限的痛苦。所以因果是真实不虚，我们常常看因就可以知道这个人他的未来会如何，真的看得出来的。为什么呢？因为只要你知道自然界的法则，你就知道什么因带来什么果。那么接着呢，我们也讲到，你必须要改变命运，你要相信你能够改变命运，你要相信。如果你不相信，你给自己增加制造一个思想的极限。如果你没有思想的勇气，那你就会苦。可是这个思想的勇气也要如法，也要符合自然界的规则。但是如果你把可能的看成不可能，你就很难做到。你必须把可能看成是可能，然后你要知道可能为可能，不可能为不可能，然后你要打破这个思想的极限，然后你要敢开始，你就可以去做，给自己的命运注入对的因，看清楚哪一些要改变。然后我们也说到，你在这方面最好是借用佛陀的智慧，因为佛陀是我圆满的觉者，所以通过佛陀的智慧，我们可以了解自然界的规则，了解怎么样的什么可能什么不可能，而了解怎么改变我们的命运。那么问题是，佛陀的智慧在经里面也蛮多的，不容易，一般上的不容易了解，所以我们需要有智者，需要找出什么是智慧的人，要找出有智慧的智者，让智者引导我们，引导我们去了解佛陀的这个教法。那么在这方面呢，这个佛陀的经里面呢有讲到这个要找这个智者。有一回阿难尊者他来问佛陀，他说我觉得佛陀，我觉得我先念他的巴利文有一次佛陀来到阿难尊者那边呢，他不是佛阿难尊者来到佛陀那边，对不起佛陀阿难尊者跟佛陀讲，他讲Upadamidang bante brahmacaryasa yadidang kalyana mitata kalyana sahayata kalyana sampavankata ti 那么讲的。对，然后佛陀回答 Evang uttahang佛陀回答 Sakala meva hidang ananda brahmacaryang yadidang kalyana mitata kalyana sahayata kalyana sampavankataKalyana mita setang ananda bikuno patikankang Kalyana sahayasa Kalyana sampa wangkasa Aryang atanggikang magang Bawe sati Aryang atanggikang magang Bahulikari sati. 这是什么意思呢？阿难尊者来见佛陀，跟佛陀问班爹，我觉得这个梵行生活，这出家生命那么这个遇到有那个善友遇到善友有智慧的朋友有智慧的朋友善友，那么跟这些善友相处呢，实在是我们的这个梵行生活修行生命的一半，而且一半。然后佛陀说阿难别这么说，别这么说，他讲这个呢梵行生命这个亲近到善友，跟善友相处，实在是这个梵行生命的全部。为什么呢？因为呢，一个善友亲近善友呢，你可以接触到八正道。那么一个能够亲近善友、学到这个八正道的人呢，最终学的懂得修行的人呢，他最终呢有可能呢是提升他的生命。所以这个善友是很重要的。So at one time, regarding this, learning from a wise friend and wise companion, at one time, the Venerable Ananda, he went to the Buddha, he said this, Upadamidang bante brahmacaryasa yadidang kalyana mitata kalyana sahayata Kalyana Sambhavankata. And then the Buddha replied, Evang Uttahang. Ma Ehevang Ananda, Ma Hevang Ananda, Sakala Mevang Hidang Ananda, Brahmacharyang Yadidang Kalyana Mitata, Kalyana Sahayata, Kalyana Sambhavankata. Kalyana Mitta Setang Ananda, Bikuno Pati Kang. Kalyana Sahayasa, Kalyana Sambhavankasa, Aryang Atangikang Magang, Bhave Sati Aryang Atangikang Magang Bahulikare Sati. What does it mean? The another Ananda came to talk to the Buddha. He said, Bhante. In my understanding, this life, this brahmacharya life, this spiritual life, regarding this spiritual life, meeting the wise friend, wise companion, association with wise companion is half of this spiritual life. Then the Buddha say, no, please don't say so, Ananda, don't say so, Ananda. Meeting wise companion, association with wise companion is the whole of this spiritual life. So from there you see how important is this. And the Buddha actually say, meeting the Buddha is the Buddha is the best wise company in this world. So it's very important, meeting wise companion. Because of wise companion, we come to know these four noble truth. Because of knowing four noble truth, the Buddha say, there's a hope of fulfilling our cultivation. So today, when our most venerable Pao Xiao, my preceptor, when I consult him about this sutta, when he explained to me, of course he explained more thoroughly for our talk, I won't go so deep. So when he explained, I felt very, very deep, have a very deep feeling about that. I find meeting him actually changed my life completely. In fact, if I met him early in my teenage, I wouldn't waste time for other things. I would have been a monk much earlier. Instead of become a monk at the age of 28, I would have liked to become a monk at the age of in my teenage. That would be much better. Such a revolution he brought to my life because of meeting Siada. Early on, we just aspire. We were thinking, those days I made aspiration. How nice if I meet someone who can teach me to practice up to. If only I can meet someone who can teach me to practice up to neither perception nor non-perception. Oh, that would be so wonderful. But actually, the Buddha Siado can teach us so much more than that. Things, the whole thing, the wonderful thing we read in the Path of Purification in Visuddhimagga, Pao Siado can just teach us exactly in such a profound and deep meditation. So I felt, oh, it's wonderful, you know. If not because of him, I find my monk life may be just ordinary. But because of meeting Pao Siado, we can experience so much wonderful Dhamma. The whole thing about Abhidhamma that, seems to be so theoretical as only. But because of Siado, he teaches how to experience them, to know them by our own experience, to prove them. It's wonderful. In fact, much more to learn from him. So I find, when I read about these suttas, Kalyanamita, really, without meeting Pao Siado, I find, my life will be just, lack of luster, lack of light. But because of meeting Pao Siado, I find, my life changed. So wonderful, so beautiful. Everything, what the Buddha said, becomes so hopeful, realizable, experienceable. Things about, we don't need to believe in rebirth anymore. We don't need to believe in the law of cause and effect anymore. He is the one who teaches. He teaches the students to experience it, to prove it. Then you know the Buddha's teaching is correct. You don't need to believe in Buddha's teaching. You just know this is true. How wonderful it is. meeting Kalyanamita really is a whole. Meeting Kalyanamita, meeting wise companion, wise friend, is really the whole of spiritual life. In fact, not only spiritual life, our life in general. By meeting wise friend, we can change our life. We really can change our life. Because why? Because wise friends are friends that are guides, are mentors, that actually guide us to live according to nature law, to live according to Dhamma. And by invoking the power of Dhamma, our life change. Our life can be transformed. That's so wonderful. That's so wonderful. So, 说到这个善友今天呢, 我向我的戒师, 宝奥禅师, 请示这个经, 善友经的时候, 他给我讲解, 可能他给我讲解比较深了, 但是为了今天的讲座, 我只讲得, 不用讲得太深。 但是, 当我读这个经的时候, 我很震撼的, 其实那是感触特别深, 特别是在夏罗的旗下, 感触特别的深刻。 我自己亲自感觉到，就是我的生命完全因为巴哈夏德而改变，因为巴哈夏德。如果我在十多岁遇到巴哈夏德的话，我实在不想再浪费时间去追求世俗的学问、世俗的东西了。如果我十多岁遇到他，我也不想谈恋爱了。真的，十多岁能够出家是最好的。 真的，自从遇到夏多，真的很多法的那种梦想都可以得到实现。以前我就很早以前就在想，哎呀，如果有一天呢，我只要遇到有一个人能够教我到，我觉得那个时候我觉得只要能够教我到非常非常定，我就很感谢很感谢了。哇，这一生能够遇到一个能够教你到非常非常定的人，那真的太殊胜。 其实你遇到了巴哈夏多才知道，他能够教的不止如此。他可以教的远远，他可以教的法实在是太深了。整部清净道路里面，整个佛教的禅修方法，他都可以教导我们去亲自体验。整个阿毗达摩人们所那么理论的东西，他可以教你亲自去经验。真的。 所以整个出家生命就变成非常充实起来，它不再是一个空洞的东西，它不再只是形式的东西，它完全是很扎实的。因为佛陀经里面讲的法都可以体验，那么深奥的法都可以亲自体验。亲自体验，你再也不需要相信轮回，你再也不需要相信因果，你知道轮回，你知道因果，你何必相信呢？ 你知道了的东西，你何必相信呢？那就是力量，那就是改造我们生命的力量。所以遇到善友很珍贵的，遇到善友，他让我们知道如何依着自然界的法则去生活，依照如何自然界的法则去改变我们的生命。所以善友是有着。 无上的意义，所以它是我们修行生命的全部。其实不只是修行生命，如果我们要提升我们自己，是我们实在是我们生命的全部。所以这很重要。我可以想，如果其实很多时候我们在苦海轮转的时候，即使是我们真的在苦苦的修行，追求真理，有些时候。 可是没有遇到善友，就是找不到光明，就是找不到光明。过去很久以前，曾经有个修行人，最早他是一个树神，他是树神的时候呢，他就看到，那些森林树林里面的人在拜火，拜火教种种的奇怪的了，在。 古时候有人家就拜火教的，搞不懂。那他就很羡慕。可是因为什么很羡慕呢？至少他感觉到这个拜火的人有一种内心的真诚，他们有一种真诚，就是他追求真理。他们追求真理。 只是他们不懂，拜来拜去，拜来拜去，什么真理都找不到。可是这个对这个素神来说，这已经是最好的人了。世间的人都是追求娱乐，这些人不追求什么娱乐，少欲知足，在那边拜佛，他就想哇，他的心就倾向于他们。那么那一次他过世了过后，他就投身做人，他也成了拜佛教信徒，一辈子在拜。他很恳切地追求真理，其实他不是真的要拜佛，他只是要追求真理。只是当他遇到的最好的人，追求真理的人，最真心的人，就只是拜佛的人，结果他就倾向于他们，结果成这一辈子都成了拜佛教信徒。可是找不到真理，他很恳切追求真理，找不到。所以后来他又看到有人家裸体身，他心里面对裸体身有一点欣赏，可是那一辈子他没有马上转，他觉得裸体很好，赤裸裸的，赤裸裸的很好，没有什么贪欲，少欲知足。那么因为他拜火拜不成，没有找到真理，那么他还是很恳切的要寻找真理。他来世因为他那个倾向仰慕裸体身，结果来世又成了裸体身，很自然的就会跑去出家做裸体身。那么又一辈子裸体的少欲知足，是比较清高了一点，可是还是没有找到真理那一辈子。那么那一次他就比较有智慧，他很恳切，他想愿我遇到有智慧的人引导我，让我遇到有智慧的人引导我的生命，让我有智慧的人给我指导我这个真理啊。还好这个愿让他来世又投身做人的时候呢，很自然的那个时候也刚好了有那个善因缘，有佛出现在世间他继续跟佛陀求法，修了紫禅的观禅，修紫禅的观禅，命运就从那一次开始就一直都在善法之中，一直在善法之中。所以不是这么容易的，有些时候即使是你很恳切追求真理，如果你没有遇到一个明灯，一个真正能够指引你的人，那你就错过了。即使是你很恳切像这个人一样，你很恳切追求真理，还是找不到，一丝一丝找不到，这个还是很真心的寻求真理的人，真的所以如果我们能够遇到善友，我们要珍惜，能够引导我们走正路的，我们要珍惜。 So regarding this, I will tell a story, a real story. A long time ago, there was a tree deva, tree deva. And then in the forest, he was thinking, seeing those fire worshippers. He admired those fire worshippers because at that time, there's no wiser person. These fire worshippers are just the only truth seeker. The rest of the people are indulging in all the sensual pleasures. So to this tree deva, he admired this fire worshipper. So he was thinking, oh, how nice. These people are so sincere, so truth, searching for truth. So he thought they have truth, without knowing that this fire worshipper knew nothing about truth. So because of that inclination, somehow after passing away, he was reborn as a human being, and he actually became one of a fire worshipper. A whole life he worshipped fire. But what can you get by worshipping fire? Nothing. But because of his sincerity, so that's not really bad. After all, that was the best thing he could find at that time. He couldn't find any better practice at that time. So not very serious wrong view, but mainly just sincerely searching for truth. So when he passed away, he was reborn as human being again. But in that life, he actually admired, because at the background of his mind, he actually admired this naked ascetic. But he didn't change immediately that life. He still continued, very persistent, very strong determination. He finished his fire worshipping until the end of his life. But next life, again, he became a human being. Again, he was a desire for searching for truth was so strong. This person very strange. He has very strong desire searching for truth from life to life. Always search for truth. So this time he was searching for truth again. So he joined the naked ascetics. And he became one of the naked ascetics. Whole life walking naked here and there. But no truth again. So before he passed away, he made an aspiration. May I be guided. May I in future be able to meet wise people who can guide me to find truth, to find higher Dhamma. And with that aspiration, and true enough, that aspiration works well, you know. Next life, again he was searching for truth. And he was an ascetic. And then while he was an ascetic wandering, he met the Buddha. At that time, the Buddha appeared in the world. So he met the Buddha, he learned Samatha and Vipassana from the Buddha. And after that, Samatha and Vipassana training, from that life onwards, he was always moving from light to light. Always. So how wonderful. Just by meeting Kalyanamita, wise friend, especially the greatest wise friend in the world, the Buddha. So he changed his life. It is the Dhamma that changed our life. It is the Dhamma. So how wonderful it is. So talking about changing our life, then we have to ask this question. Very often when people believe in fate, they think, well, this is so much suffering, I have to, the fortune teller say, I have to suffer this much, this year, up to this year. Then we give up. But maybe the fortune teller may be correctly diagnosed, saying that, wow, you have this much of karma. But do we really need to suffer that much? Then we need to understand our suffering. How much we're suffering really happened because we just cannot avoid it. And how much suffering occurred because we do not know how to avoid it. What are the suffering that can be avoided? What are the suffering that cannot be avoided? We need to know. 讲到这个苦, 要受那个苦, 我们要问一个问题, 讲到改变生命, 我们要问, 是否我们生命里面所受的苦, 是我们一定要受的? 有哪一些苦是我们必然无可逃避的? 有哪一些苦是其实可以免的? 如果我们要改变生命, 当我们讲改变生命, 就是想少一点苦, 多一点快乐, 对不对? 那我们就要问这个问题。 那么其实, 如果你真正研究生命, 我们为了我们的业所受的苦, 是一部分, 我们为了我们业所带来的那种模式, 那个pattern, 所受的苦, 所造继续的造恶业, 所受的苦, 那是另一个, 另一回事, 要分得清楚。 We need to differentiate two things. One is the suffering that we have to work for, we have to pay for, we have to face because of our bad karma. And also, we need to differentiate another type of suffering, the suffering due to our karmic pattern. Because of our karma created in earth, bring us a kind of pattern in our mind, in our character. And that pattern make us continue to add in causes of suffering to our life. And that pattern make us continue to commit wrong things and continue to react to things in the wrong way and continue to perpetuate suffering and causes of suffering. This we have to differentiate. And if we differentiate this, then we will realize that so much of our suffering can be reduced. Can be reduced. 所以呢, 分辨出我们业所带来的苦和业的模式所带来的苦, 这是很重要的。 如果我们能够分辨出来, 那我们会发现到, 生命里面很多的苦, 实在是可以免除的。 甚至有时候我们可以说，可能有些时候我们造下的业，无可逃避的业，可能是五八千五分五分的业，可是为了这五分的业，那个业成熟的时候，我们受苦果的时候，因为我们那个错误的模式，比如说嗔恨的模式，不经过心不冷静思考就反应就抗议的那种模式，或者是贪的模式，或者是疑思的模式，或者是悸动冲动的模式，那个模式让我们，那个模式也是受我们的那个过去的那个的那些习气啊业啊种种影响，那么那个模式会让我们继续的做出错误的决定，错误的反应，受苦的时候呢，在苦果成熟的时候，我们继续的造苦因，所以我们的苦就没完。如果我们能够看清这一点，我们看清好，这个是我的苦，好，可能这个只是我忍一忍就可以过去的事情，以前我不会忍，我很冲动，现在我就冷静，以前我不会在苦的事情发生的时候呢用智慧发挥出自己的智慧，现在我不要，我就等，以前我在苦的时候呢我会马上反应，我很相信自己的判断，现在不要，现在苦的时候感受不好的时候不要相信自己，等，诶，你发现到你改了那个模式，可能那个苦就一下子就过去了，以前可能一件小小的事情你会破坏，彻底的破坏人际关系，现在你遇到同样的事情你忍一忍，这个是苦果，我冷静冷静一下，不要感受不清明，感受不自然，不自然的时候不要相信自己的感受，不要相信自己的判断，等一等，然后等心情进入平和的时候，对自己对别人都能够有慈悲的时候，我在思考我的问题，在想怎么对事情做出正确有智慧如法的反应，单单这一个改变，你的生命就变了，你就发现到很多很多的苦，以往你受的很多很多的苦，现在吃着少了很多很多，以往一件事情就搞得不可收拾，搞僵，现在忍一忍就过去了，而且能够用很好的智慧去发挥，去面对，去判断，去度过，真的真的，所以单单这一点，单单这个改，你看了业，过去带来的业可能造成人家来侮辱你啦，阻碍你啦，破坏你啦，毁谤你啦，那现在你的反应，因为你现在有用佛法了，用智慧了，你不要再活出那个旧的模式了，你不要再活出那种嗔恨啊记恨啊报复的那种业的模式，你告诉自己忍一忍，消消业障，现在你用法的模式去反应，马上你就看到你的生命就不同，过去你中了一支箭的时候，你抓着那个箭不放，抱着那个箭不放，现在你让那个箭在你心里面储藏，忍受很多痛苦，现在你不要，箭射是快快的就把它排除掉，拔出来就好了，以前你受到人家受到不好的人家侮辱的时候，你就记恨在心，久久你就苦了，苦上一个月还恨人家，甚至苦很久，甚至恨人家一辈子，现在哎呀算了，宽容人家，人家也是苦，可能人家为我的业起反应，我的罪过，因为我的业成熟，他也没有足够的正念，他对我的业起反应，甚至你可能会想他可能是我的业的受害者，所以你这样转心转移过来的时候，他是一个定力不够的人，正念不够的人，所以我的恶业冒起来的时候呢，他不能，他为我的恶业起反应，他替我演坏人的角色，所以他也够可怜，所以你心转一转，反正你可以对人家起慈悲心，马上你发现你的生命又不同了，单单一个心念的转变，以往那种旧的思考模式，旧的说话模式，旧的反应做事的模式，你一转过来，你发现到你的苦大大的减少，减少很多很多的，这个就改变了生命。 So we will talk about changing our life when we know we can differentiate what is a karma result and what is a karmic patternThen very easy. By changing our pattern, our behavior, our tendencies, the way we respond to things, the egoistic way, the default way, then by recognizing this is the pattern caused by our past tendency, accumulation. Maybe in the past, when we accumulate the karma, we also accumulate tendencies. That tendencies come with us all the life, from life to life. Some people have anger tendency, greed tendency, jealous tendency, all sorts of tendencies. Okay? It forms our character. But if we understand, then now we understand this is no, this karmic pattern is wrong, it's not wholesome, it's not in accordance to nature law, the good part, then we think this is against the Dhamma, against the wholesome Dhamma, then we must change it. So suppose your past karma today it caused you some misfortune. Some people rob you or cause you angry, scold you, slander you, whatever. And then if you realize this is just my vipaka, the result of my karma, I should just tolerate it. Of course, if I can call the police, that's another story. But I should tolerate it. I no need to get angry. No need to create more causes of suffering here and now. By doing that, by willingly accept it and then tolerate it, or even forgive the person, thinking that this person is maybe a victim of my karma because my karma is ripening and that person is not mindful. Sometimes people, because of their lack of mindfulness, lack of wisdom, they respond to our bad karma. When our bad karma ripen, they respond to our bad karma. So when they respond to our bad karma, they retreat regardless badly. So because of that, we suffer. So if you can think like that, you can even have compassion for that person. How pitiful. While I'm exhausting my karma, while he is helping me to exhaust my bad karma, he's accumulating new bad karma. How pitiful. So by thinking like that, you can have a lot of compassion. Instead of reacting in an angry way, you can react in with forgiveness, with compassion. And just this alone, you can see how much change it can cause to your life. How much change? Previously, something happened and things prolong. You spoil a human relationship. A small thing, because a small thing, you suffer for a long time. Now, you no longer suffer that much. Immediately, you recover. Immediately, you recover. So, what is so much difference? In the past, suppose you get an arrow shoot into you. You have the tendency to hold on to the arrow. You want to prove. You want to keep it there to remember. I get this arrow. This person shoot me this arrow. I want to keep it there. I want to remember it. And then because of that, you suffer a long time. This is a simile for anger or whatever harm people cause to you. And you want to remember. You want to hold grudge. That's just like holding on to the arrow. And because of that, the arrow lasts a long time in our heart. And we suffer. And now you realize it's not worthy. Well, after all, this thing happened because of my vipaka, the result of my karma, because I have done something unwholesome in the past, let me willingly accept it and tolerate it. Of course, I'm not saying that you cannot call the police. You please, by all means. If you can take rightful action, please. But no need to create new causes of suffering for ourselves, for the sake of other people's mistakes and defilements, for other people's evil. You know? So with that, you notice that now you no longer suffer for people's words, people's actions for so long already. In the past, you may hold grudge for a few days, even 1 month, even for whole life. Now you no need to suffer, give so much suffering to yourself. You say, well, let it be. Okay, I just suffer. Okay, just forgive it and let go. And immediately concentrate on what you can do, what you are capable of doing, what are the relevant conditions, the relevant things for your upliftment of your life. And if you can do like that, then you see so much change. Just these things alone, just these few things, you see so much change you can bring to your life. So much change. By changing like that, we change our fate. We are changing our fate. We are changing our experience of life. You see? When we say happiness, we are saying about a happy experience of life. By saying unhappiness, unhappy life, we are saying unhappy experiences of life. And we can change our life, whether it is happy or not happy, we can change it. We can change our experience of life by changing how we take life, how we regard life. Whether we pay life, we regard life with wise attention, or we regard life with unwise attention. Whether we look at life, we regard life experiences with Dhamma, or we regard life experiences with Adhamma. You can decide. So by having Dhamma knowledge, by learning Dhamma, we transform our mind, we transform the way we regard our experiences and how we experience things. The way we experience things, our perception, our feeling, our attention, by changing that, we change our life. Whether we still get robbed, we still get scolded, we still get slandered or not, that we cannot say exactly. But at least we can change the way we respond to things. Then, just by doing that, we definitely change our fate. But more than that, it actually can change the external experiences, external phenomena that come to us by changing the causes, by changing the present karma that we are creating. We can actually change. Suppose if you are more kind to people, you practice a lot of loving kindness, compassion, appreciative joy, and equanimity to all other beings, you find that not only here and now you change your life, not only here and now you change your mind, and not only here and now you change your experiences, you also change your encounter with people. You'll find that people respond to you better because of your true heart, your love, your loving kindness, compassion, appreciative joy, and equanimity. Suppose this simple thing, loving kindness everybody knows, compassion everybody knows, the benefit. But this is just like this appreciative joy. You can appreciate people's good qualities. You can appreciate people's success. You wish people success and gain and wealth and good things not be lost. Just by wishing people like that, you find that you attract. Because sincerely, selflessly, wish people to be successful. You're not jealous with people being more successful than you. You can rejoice for other people's good qualities. Then you realize that it makes you more capable to be a leader. People trust you even more. Capable people tend to flock to you and come to you. Why? Because you're not jealous of the ability. Because of that quality helps you to help other people to bring out their potentials. And if you are a leader that can help people to uplift their life, you don't hinder people's potentials and ability. You actually help people to uplift their life and help people to use their potential even more efficiently, even more completely, naturally. You don't long for leadership. Leadership comes to you. You don't crave to lead, but leadership comes to you. It is good to have leadership because those who have leadership, they are in a better position to perform much greater merit. Because that merit is not performed by you alone, it's performed by the whole team. When the whole team performs merit, and being a leader, they bring other people, help other people to use their potentials, your life change. Your other people's life change. Because you help people to improve their quality of life, and your life also become much better. You accumulate so much good merits if you are a real effective leader. But nowadays people crave leadership. They want to sit on top without being really sincerely working for the welfare of others. Without being actually capable of working for the welfare of others. They say they want to work for the welfare of others, but they try to beat down other people, more capable people. This is no real leader. A real leader is not like that. They must be really sincere and thinking, if this person is more capable of me than me, then let this person take the major role. I will take the secondary role. I just want other people to benefit from, to get a real benefit. By doing that, the second man will perform much better than he be a first top man. Really? You actually be perform better merits. People don't understand that. That's why people crave leadership and compete for leadership. Real leader, they don't compete for leadership. Leadership dawn on them, come to them. So you see, it is good. It is good. Huh? Just like this appreciative joy alone, it really enhances the leadership of a person. What more to say about other qualities, other dharma? This is only one example I give. You see? So he 讲到这个, 改变自己的生命, 当你懂得依法如实, 去改变你的生命的时候, 你会发现生命就大大的改变, 你会通过改变, 有两种方式, 你改变你的生命, 一, 你改变你自己对生命的经验的方式, 你所谓的快乐和痛苦, 我们讲改变生命就是要改变一个更快乐更成功的生命, 对不对? 我们不要苦的生命, 我们不要不快乐的生命, 那么要得到更快乐更好的生命, 我们, 两方面来看, 一方面是你当下只要你转你的心, 用更如法的方法, 更有法的心去 对待你眼耳鼻舌, 生意的一切经验, 用如理作意, 有智慧的作意, 有法的作意, 作意就是什么? 注意方式, 那么现在像你用好的思考方式, 去面对你生命的经验, 你有点苦, 你想, 这个我消消业障, 我的业障会轻一点, 所以这些如理作意, 改变方式, 那么当下, 你发现了你就快乐了, 当下你的生命就改变了, 这个是改变自己去经验事物的方式, 这个肯定能够做到的, 苦来, 你想我消消业障, 忍一忍, 我磨练一下, 我培养我自己的心力和意志力, 那么你更耐, 那么那个是好的。 另一种呢, 其实它不只是如此改变生命而已, 这个你说, 哦, 你自己想, 它不是真实的, 外面的经验没有改变, 有些人还是希望外面的经验改变, 你还是希望别人对你好, 也会的。 如果你比如说以前常常会嗔恨别人啊什么, 现在你完全用慈悲的方式对待别人, 你发现到你的人际关系就改变, 慈悲喜舍, 完完全全, 你的那个 EQ, emotional intelligence, 你的那个情绪智慧一改变了, 你发现你的生命就改变了, 整个生命就改变了, 你的生命的经验就改变, 但也不只是如此, 它真的带来外面的改变, 慈心带来的改变, 我相信你们都知道, 当你更有爱心待人的时候, 人家会更信任你, 更喜欢, 你的人际关系会更好, 你这根真心更无私的心待人的时候, 你的人际关系会更好, 悲心, 人家会更加觉得你是一个更好的依靠, 有难会找你, 帮忙, 这是好的, 当然有些说, 最好不要有悲心, 有悲心, 全部人找我, 我就麻烦, 不会的, 你越帮人家多, 人家有麻烦找你, 这才是我们的福气, 我们有机会做更好的功德, 人家信任我们, 才会有麻烦找上我们, 真的, 所以那是悲心的力量。 好, 我就举另一个例子, 单单一个喜心的力量就不同。 喜心是什么? 喜心, 喜无量心, 是你祝福别人, 愿别人所拥有的成就, 财富, 好, 不会失去。 这个喜无量心要对治的是我们的妒忌心。 你看单单这个就可以一个很大的改变, 它完完全全改变一个人的能力, 什么能力呢? 很多啦, 我们讲其中一个, 就是领导能力。 一个妒忌心很强的人, 不计财的人, 看到人家有才干, 看到人家比自己成功, 就妒忌的人, 他只有继续的, 很奇怪, 他就是不会有什么影响力, 他的领导能力, 所以大大的, 大煞风景的, 他比较差的。 可是如果一个人, 他有广大的心量, 他欣赏别人的力量, 他帮助别人开发他们的潜质, 他帮助别人, 活得更好, 帮助别人成功, 然后他制造机会给别人发挥, 你会发现到这样子的人呢, 他会自然而然的, 他不追求做领导, 领导找上他，领导能力找上他，领导的地位也会找上他。真的，为什么有才干的人也会找上他，喜欢被他领导？为什么呢？因为他的存在，他不会妒忌人才，他不会妒忌才干，他不会说要压迫人家的才干，来自己能够要站在那个位置上，要把别人贬下来，不会的。因为他的心欣赏别人的美，欣赏别人的好，随喜别人的成就，所以也因为有这样子广大的心，他自己会更有成就的。单单这个喜无量心，从妒忌到谁懂得喜，对人家升起喜无量心，能够随喜别人的成就，能够希望别人的成就才干所得到的一切好不会失去，那么很自然的，他那种纯真的心就会给他带来很自然的一种领导的力量，这是很重要。那么一个人如果有领导才干，那他有什么好处呢？现在很多人只是为了名利，他们是争取领导，那么争取领导是没有需要。如果有人可以做得比我们更好，那我们何必，我们不用去跟人家争着做的，让人家做。真正好的领导人，如果他看到有别人比他更有才干的话，他不会要做第一位，他要做第二位，让人家做第一位。真的，其实他如果那么做的话，他会发挥得更好，他自己会比他自己做第一把交椅还要好的。真的，如果你看到有一个人比你更有才干，你让他做第一把交椅，你做第二把交椅，你那个第二把交椅会做得更有意思。所以真正，那么如果一个人他有领导才干，他就会很好，他如果单单讲行善多好，他会做很多很多好事。为什么呢？你带着别人一起走向成功，带着别人一起成就，你给别人机会，给别人机会发挥，那你做的功德实在是很殊胜，很殊胜。因为你不只是一个人做个人的功德，你是带动着别人，制造机会让别人也成就他们的功德，那你的功德是殊胜的。比如说如果你学佛，你会制造机会给别人也来学佛，鼓励别人也来亲近善知识，鼓励别人也得到法的好处，不只是我自己得到静悄悄就好，你会让别人知道，制造机会给别人也来学道法。如果你能够这样做的话，那你已经在扮演一个默默领导的角色。如果你因为你的美德，你的慈悲喜舍，让别人信任你，愿意随着你的指引来去学法，来去亲近善知识，那么他所做的一切的善行，你有 commission 的。你就像那个MV 的弟弟，叫 commission。真的，所以这是一个例子而已哦。所以我们不贪求领导，可是如果我们真的有那种力量，让我们行善的时候是一把抓的串起来，那是非常好的。所以这是一个例子。所以你可以看，佛法能够改变我们的生命多少呢？单单一个慈悲喜舍，你只是一而天天培养慈悲喜舍，你的生命就改变，你的人际关系就改变，你的生活就改变，甚至你的事业都会改变。真的，好运会找上你，善缘会找上你，你能够转恶缘为善缘，你会结很多善缘。真的。 So just this simple thing, if you only can practice this loving kindness, compassion, appreciative joy, and this equanimity, you can see that how your life can just changeYour experience of life, your career, your business. More people tend to trust you and like to associate with you. Good luck will come to you. You can change bad relationship to good relationship. And you can develop a lot of good relationship with people. More and more. So, and then life change. Your fate change. So, within a short time, you can change your life.So, we have limited time, and Bhante suggests I give some time for everybody to ask questions. Then the rest of the things and how to change our fate. This is a big subject. Changing our fate is a big subject. So, next time we will talk about it again. Just this changing fate is so important. so many aspects to it. So it covers many aspects of Dhamma. So this will continue next Friday. So now I will open a chance for the floor to ask questions. So, 因为这个改变命运是一个很大的课题，也不是一下子一个讲座就可以讲完。 那么，有谁要问问题吗？啊，好，可以问啊。 来，可以问，小妹妹要问吗 ？OK， 哎呦，你吓到他了啦！哎呦，不要怕，来，这位 brother 要问。 啊，一个一个来好不好？哦，要不然等一下我要记着你的问题，好。 那其实我不是说烦恼来自业或业的烦恼，我是说那个基本上我们的苦，我讲的是苦，我们的苦因为我们的业，让我们受到苦果，这是苦因带来苦果。那么还有一种苦，是因为我们有那个业的模式啊，我们已经比如说我们习惯了起嗔恨心，对吧？ 一点点人家对我们不好的，我们去嗔恨人家，所以这个成了业的一个性格。这个性格呢，是一种 pattern 模式。那么如果这个人家，比如说这个人他来骂我，对不对？对的，他骂我，那么刚好可能过去我也没有好好的对待别人呢，哦，然后他骂我，那么我就消业障。OK， 那可是如果他骂我的时候声音来，声音消灭，其实如果要苦，那个时候就已过去了。 可是因为我们有一个抓住的模式，我要恨人家，所以我们的苦就可以延续很久，明白吗？所以那个苦是不需要的。如果我选择不要恨他，他就停了，对不对？当时就他骂了我，就算了嘛，就不苦了嘛。可是他骂了我，我要恨他，我要对他报复，然后他就问题就一个延续，新的苦因就一直在产生，这样子苦就没完。 所以那种像报复啊、报复了过后又再苦啊、打斗啊、斗争啊，这样子一下去，那个苦就很长很长。如果我们那是忍一忍就过去了，那苦就到此为止。那个苦，那个人家骂我们、我们受或者人家侮辱我们、诽谤我们，那个苦就只是那样而已。那个是业所带来的果报。可是我们对他去反应，起不好的反应、嗔恨的反应、记恨的反应，那个就是不需要的，可以避免的苦。 所以这种苦呢，我们应该避免。这种苦，如果我们能够避免呢，我们的生命就大大的改变。因为你看，这种苦占的八仙多少，对吗？你真正看你的生命，这种苦占的成分很高的。很多时候，我们受的苦只是一点点，可是我们对那个苦的来的时候，我们做出的反应，让我们所受的苦还要多，有时多上几十倍、几百倍、几千倍都有的。所以，当我们在了解的时候呢，我们改掉这个模式。 我们改掉这种反应，那就好了，明白吗？所以这个反应，比如说刚才我给了一个例子，就是我以慈悲喜舍为例子。如果你妒忌别人，妒忌的反应自己也难受，也没有好处，也没有领导，也让自己很难，人家有才干的人也不会依靠你，也不会想信任你，对不对？啊，现在你把这个模式一改了，你用慈悲喜舍，你能够随喜，能够。 赞叹别人的成功，能够不妒忌别人。突然间你会发现到，你的人际关系不同，你身边可以拥有更多的那些有才干的人，跟有才干的人在一起合作做事什么，我们呢更有成就，更容易成功。所以从这方面来讲，它就是改那个模式。比如说从妒忌到随喜无量心的模式，到嗔恨到慈悲的模式，这样子一改。 那么你受的苦就大大的减少，这就是它的关系，明白吗？用法改变我们的命运，这样子。So should I? The question is like that. You're saying I was saying that he quote my words, saying that our defilement come from two aspects. He said, actually not defilement, I refer to suffering. So I will change that question. So the suffering come from two aspects. One is karma, another is a wrong, bad karmic pattern. And how does that relate to having compassion to people and then change our life? How does that relate? So what I meant was actually like this. Suffering comes from two aspects. One aspect is suppose people scold us, people slander us, defame us. That is sometimes in the past we have done wrong, and then because of the bad karma ripening, so we have to face bad things happening to our life. So this is a vipaka, the result of our karma. But so often, we hold grudge. We hate people. We react in the wrong way. Because of that, you see, we spoil human relationship. We make things worse. Instead of solving problems, we add more problems to our life. So one thing leads on to another, and to another, and to another. And when this happens, we suffer a long time. Suppose someone just scold you, stupid. At that time, finish. But because if we hate people, we hold the anger in our mind for months, for years, for many days, or whatever length of period, we suffer a long time. But if we change the way we respond to things, then you notice that suffering being called stupid may just stop then. But because of our wrong reaction, our grudge, we suffer a long time. So we are saying that by changing our mind with Dhamma, we change our experience of life, we change our fate, we change our happiness, and from suffering, we change to more happiness. You see, if you really investigate our life, so often our suffering is only that much, only a little. Bad experience only happens for a short while. But because of our wrong attitude, we hold on to it for a long, long time. We react to it in a wrong way. Then we suffer a long time. You see? So by changing that, we change. And also I quote the example of having compassion to other people and appreciative joy. You see, we change. Because of that, we change our pattern from jealousy to having being able to accept people's success, appreciate other people's greatness. People are better than us, more successful, more wealthy. And we don't feel jealous. Jealous is suffering. So just by changing that, we change our life experience. We also change our human relationship. We change how things happen to us. So much. So that is changing pattern. By changing pattern. We cannot really change that. The fact that by practicing, we cannot say, now I practice loving kindness, compassion, appreciative joy, and equanimity. Definitely no bad things will happen to me. I wouldn't get a car accident. You cannot say like that. No matter how much love you have, if some at one point of life, if you happen to meet it, you will meet it. Some accidents, some unpleasant experience. But by changing your reaction to it, your response to it, you can change how the rest of the experience can be changed. You see? So this is how we say changing our life, through changing the pattern. Second question.
<coughs> 祝人家好运哦，看你怎么理解这个运哦。 如果大家都把运理解成像命运不能改的，那就不要了。如果其实祝人家好运也没有，不一定是不好的事情。好运可以说啊，愿你遇到善友，这是好运啊。
好运所愿你遇到很多的机会行善，这也是好运，对吗？所以看你怎么解释这个好运，什么叫做好运。所以如果那个人理解成啊，今天我遇到很好的机会做布施啊，然后我很高兴啊，这个是我的好运，那么也没有错，所以这样了。看你怎么理解这个运这个字眼。So the question is, if you wish people, may you have good luck, is it suitable to wish people have good luck? This may lead people to believe in luck, you know. Actually, it depends on how you define luck, you know. It's not really wrong if people understand luck as meeting wise people, having a chance to perform dana. In fact, some people may even look at it, if people scold me, it's good luck, you know. I exhaust my bad karma and I develop patience. I have a free opportunity to develop Kanti Parami, Patience Parami. Isn't it so? So it depends on how the person understands luck. If you think people understand the luck wrongly, then don't wish people this way. But if you think that person understands luck correctly, then it is okay. So you see in the Mangala Sutta, it's a blessing, talk about blessings. Just this example is now. Before the Buddha taught this sutta, for 12 years, in the Deva and human realm, both realms, people are questioning, asking. We call this uproar or hola. Uproar. They call it. People are asking, searching for this answer. What is blessing? What is mangala? What is mangala? What is mangala? Not Bhante Mangala here. No. People are looking for mangala. So some people say, early in the morning, you go out of a house and you look at a flower blooming. This is blessing. Or you hear some birds chirping, good beautiful songs of the birds. This is mangala. Or you smell certain smell, you say this is mangala. This is blessings. So you see, people are having all sorts of superstitious way of thinking about it. So with that understanding, if you wish them mangala ho, in India we say mangala ho, may you have mangala. Then the person thinks, that I must look for this sign. Yeah, if I step on cow dung, then this is definitely a mangala. This is how people understand. Luck or good luck, bad luck. If that's the case, then of course they get it wrongly. But look at what the Buddha talked about mangala. The Buddha mentioned 38 qualities in the Mangala Sutta. Asevana, Jabalana. Not meeting with the dissociation with the ignorant one. Panditana and Jasevana. So meeting with the wise one, etc. So many. If you understand this, then it becomes very meaningful. Mangala ho, may you have mangala, may you have these blessings. It becomes very meaningful to wish people like that. So it depends. Mangala is some kind of luck, is it? When talk about blessing, auspicious. Is this auspicious or not? So it is not wrong. People must understand it correctly. So like that. 所以这个好运呢，是这样，看你怎么理解好运。如果人们理解好运是好的，如果那就好；如果人家理解错误就不好。所以讲到这个吉祥经里面呢，其实吉祥经还没有出现以前，十二年人天界的众生呢，都在寻找，这个吉祥的意思，天人也在想，人间也在想，到底什么是吉祥？有些人讲看到好的东西，就是愉快的东西叫做吉祥；听到、嗅到、尝到、接触到、想到，他们就讲这个就是吉祥。所以那么当然呢，我在那个巴厘普拉上一次有一个人，他跑来跟我讲，他讲：“嘿，您主意，我要请你去我家。”中国江头和尚你不请要请我去请我去你家，我再想原来我的名叫吉祥法师，连主一请我来他家就是吉祥入门，这样那我们要看这个芒格的书在讲什么。阿塞瓦拉就巴拉呢，远离愚人，不要跟愚人不要受愚人影响，那就是吉祥。清净智者班迪达拉就塞瓦拉，清净智者就是吉祥。所以如果你这样子来了解吉祥的话呢，吉祥经里面38个 38个吉祥的数字啊，你了解这个是吉祥的话，那么你祝福人家吉祥就很好啊，吉祥。所以印度人都会讲 Mangala Ho， 就愿你吉祥 Mangala Ho。所以如果那个人他理解成正确的，那就没问题；如果那个人理解成错误的，那他就是迷信去了。所以是这样了。所以如果你知道那个人不迷信，你可以祝福他。如果你知道那个人迷信，他把运气就觉得是拿那个谷子这样丢丢一下，就是有运气好运气不好，或者拿那个铜钱这样丢过来反过来就好反过来不好，或者是什么，那么那就是迷信了，那就不要这样子。如果他明白的话，那倒没有什么问题。所以好运也不是错了，祝福人家好运也不是错，最重要是如何理解好运。 OK。还有谁有问题？有什么疑问？没有问题吗？你们懂得改变你们的生命了吗？哦，很珍贵哦，我们得到这个人生很珍贵哦，要用这个机会来改变命运呢。什么？哦，众生附体是吧？这个有点要看他怎么样了，要看他怎么样，看那个众生，有些众生是执着他，有些众生是嗔恨他。如果是嗔恨的，要很多慈悲哦，做很多功德回向功德给他，回向功德给他，然后其实可以跟他自己修法也会帮到，如果自己能够多做善事布施持戒修法的话，那么当自己的法强，他就跟你不相应。这个会附身，一个人会被众生附体，是因为他的生命很弱，他跟那个他的生命跟那个众生的那个 frequency 那个波长差不多很接近，才会被附体。如果一个人他的生命很旺很强，众生附不了，所以当他给众生附体的时候，如果你要用正统的方法让他离开你的话，那么做功德回向功德给他，然后或者是跟他，如果能够跟他沟通的话就跟他沟通，然后跟他忏悔，如果过去有冒犯他还是什么，然后让一直在提升自己的法正念定力自己的智慧，那么当做到你跟他不相应，你一直向上提升，一直向上提升，他不能够跟你相应，他就附不了。一个例子，不是你了哦，我是一个例子。他让他不相应，可是往往有些时候，这些人就是到这种阶段的时候呢，常常他的心特别的顽固。我试过帮这样的人，有些人帮得了，有些人帮不了。顽固的你帮不了，因为他的心很低的，然后他又不能够对一个人对一个老师有诚信。你叫他用一个方法，还两下子他就。今天他要那 instant noodle 的，就是今天你教他马上就解决，世界上哪里有这样好的事情，所以他不能马上解决他就放弃，那么没有办法，真的有些时候我们看到帮不了，他不自爱，我们帮不了。当然有一些人是讲我去找人家来抓鬼啊，找人那种，我知道有那种做一个小棺材啊，抓抓抓抓放进棺材里面，很像真的，我一个爸爸的朋友是专门做这种的啊，大家做这种生意，茅山那种不好，那种是制造冤仇，那种是制造冤仇。比较好的是用法来化解，用法来化解，要耐心一点点，回向功德给他，散播慈心给他，然后继续的提升自己的戒定慧，提升到他根本跟你相应不来，他就要。他住不来这个地方，他住不了，太旺了，那个法太强了，这样，然后天天诵经，诵经很重要。 诵经，带着理解明白诵经。打坐有些时候会困难一点点，就诵经。这是正规的方法，正规的方法要耐心，不正规的方法呢就是要快，请人家来抓鬼赶走，然后结果制造那个仇恨，很不好。有些时候就是要忍耐，如果你过去跟他结了冤仇，他现在不放你，你就要忍一忍，就是这样。So the question is, if there's an extra spirit, possess a person, what should the person do? So there are two types, So there are many reasons a being, a spirit come to possess a person, like disturb a person. Sometimes due to attachment, greed. Sometimes due to anger, hatred. These beings come to possess someone. So you need to know. If you know, suppose it's the anger type, then sometimes radiate metta, practice metta, and do a lot of good merits, and then share these merits with these beings, and may you go to have a good life, no need to possess me. And that's a good way. And then sometimes if the person is able to communicate with that being, it is good to just by teaching Dharma, communicating to that being, that may help also. And of course the fast way, nowadays people want the fast way is just to get a medium, people who work black magic, like with a coffin, small coffin, things like that. One of my father's friend, he's doing this kind of thing, Mao Shan, so he can catch people, catch a ghost, catch a spirit and put it inside. This method, all this produce hatred. It creates more causes of suffering. This is not the right way. The Buddhist way is we practice, we radiate love and then share merits with that being. And then do a lot of chanting. And then uplift your heart. Make your mind strong, full of sila, samadhi, panya, virtues, concentration, and wisdom. Because when people get possessed, usually the frequency of the being and this person is almost the same. Usually low, equally low, same ignorance, same types of greed and anger. But if you uplift your life, you change, you develop a lot of sila, samadhi, panya, morality, concentration and wisdom. You keep moving ahead, then it cannot match. When it cannot match, then you fall away. This spirit will naturally fall away. But this slow method, it requires effort people don't like. People want the easy way, find someone to catch it, but you create more hatred. So practice a lot of good things, keep high sila, this helps. But some people, they don't want to do that. Just like nowadays, if people get sick, we tell them to do a lot of exercise, they don't want. They want the easy way, lie down there, spa or massage or anything, you know. The lazy way. Lazy way for a while. But they don't want to do the hard way, exercise they don't want. See, and again and again, the body can pick. But if you rely on your own strength, then you'll be really healthy. So same, if they want to solve the problem, uplift our mind, strengthen our mind. I can tell you without fail, you never find a person with strong mind get possessed by spirit. You never encounter. Strong mind means mind which is calm, steady, not the hard mind. That is not strong mind. That is weak mind. That's weak mind. Easily shattered. Angry mind. It looks like very tough. That's not hard. That's not a real toughness. Real toughness is unshakability. So you never find people who get possessed by spirit are tough, are really tough, are really having strong mind. No, you never. Never. Not for once. Those who have strong mind, steady, ready, never get possessed by spirit. 所以你从来没有看过一个心很热、心很强的人给这些众生干扰的。通常给众生干扰都是心很弱，心很弱，没有正念什么。所以心很强的人不会给众生干扰的。所以很简单，你一明白这个原理就很好了，把自己的心提升，给他强，那么众生就自己就不想应。如果你很清楚知道他附体，你就想啊，这个众生哦，在我身上的众生啊，我把这功德回向给你，这样就可以了。这样就可以。 So she was asking, if you don't know that being, how are you going to tell the person, I share merits with you? It's really very simple. You just say, come on, this being that, stay in my body, and please, I share this merits with you. Like that. That would be enough. They will know. They know. Because of the mind. They need not learn our language, but they know. The mind transfer. When you speak like that, the mind transfer the frequency to them. They will get it. Bao Fujing. 像我们平时送的这个, Mangala Sutta, Ratana Sutta, Metta Sutta, Atanatiya Sutta, 那些都可以。 都可以打Jaga Sutta, 这些都是送这些经, 最好是有了解了, 学习去明白他的意思, 背习他的意思, 然后减少我们的痛苦。 为什么他减少我们的痛苦呢? 那个业的模式给他切断了, 因为你知道这个错了, 不要再重复同样的 pattern, 他就过了, 明白吗? 明白吗? 比如说你一直知道你常常对人家起嗔恨啊, 或者是什么, 你就忏悔, 我不要, 这个是不好的。 那个模式就慢慢的就会切断，切断，切断，就不会有继续的延续下去。那么，因为你常常用嗔恨的方法来反应的那种所带来的那痛苦就没有了，所以生命就改变了，苦就少了，这是真正忏悔的力量。很多人不懂，他们以为我忏悔了什么业就消完了，那很简单，我现在去杀人杀了我，等下去忏悔杀了我就杀人，去偷了东西，反正享受了过后我就忏悔一下就完了，没有的，没有这样容易的。 可是忏悔是我觉醒，这是错的，我不要再犯，这就是忏悔。所以它是完全正面的，是有很大的勇气的，很需要一种无我的勇气。你不要看自己的过失，也不是它只是一个因缘，你不要想这个过失是我的，你想哎呀，这个造下了这个过失，因为无明，因为不知，我放下了这个过失，好，现在停，不要犯。通常我。 鼓励学生忏悔的时候，我讲你要忏悔，可是你不要哭，不要伤感，忏悔你要鼓起勇气，你不要想这个错是我还是不是我，它是因为无明你就犯错，你不要想我的错，你想因为无明我犯错，所以这个无明我不要再犯了，这就好了。所以是要很大的勇气，而且忏悔是一种力量来的，它甚至会带给你快乐，因为你知道怎样改进。 还给你很大的勇气和心力，所以它完全是正面的，绝对不是负面的，所以要明白这一点。然后当然其他的也要做，多做点功德啊，什么增强自己戒定慧啊，增强自己对这些恶业的承担力啊，这样这些都是正面的，绝对没有负面的。OK, so a question is about making confession, asking for forgiveness and making confession. It seems negative. Why passive and negative? Why not we do something useful like sharing our merits, accumulating good things? Why not we do like that? This is a question. But actually, by saying like that, it's a misunderstanding about this thing, asking for making confession. Actually, confession is a very positive, very bright. It requires a lot of bravery and courage. By making confession, we are actually saying that we are just cutting the cycle of bad pattern. Actually, all we need to do is just recognize, okay, this is a mistake, this is wrong, I should stop it, that's all. But it's not going there. There's one practice of by some other sect, they are doing that whole day, recite morning to night, and then they cry, and then they say, oh, in the past I made a lot of mistakes, so they pay money, then they do like that, and then hopefully this will lighten their bad karma. It doesn't really work like that. But if you actually, by doing that, you actually recognize, this is my mistake, I want to stop it, then it works. Actually, you don't need a long time to do this. All you need to do is just a split of second. You just say, this is wrong. It's enough. You make a determination, stop it. I'm not going to repeat this cycle. I'm not going to repeat this pattern. Then that's really, really changing. So if you stop the bad cycle, bad karmic pattern, then you realize that a lot of suffering become avoided. It's become unnecessary. It won't happen anymore. So in that sense, this chanhui, this making confession or making a determination not to repeat, it actually changed our life. It actually reduced our suffering. In that sense, it reduced our suffering. But it doesn't say that you get a lot of bad karma and then making confession, your bad karma is completely no more. This is also not true. If that can happen, we can go around and killing people, stealing other people's property, and then we say, oh, now I go to the Buddha and make confession. It doesn't work that way. So many people, they misunderstand. So we shouldn't over-exaggerate the power of making a confession. But we need to know it is powerful in the sense that it stops, it breaks our wrong karmic pattern. So in that sense, it is very useful. So it's very positive. It requires a lot of bravery, selfless courage, so that you can recognize, oh, well, this is a mistake. Stop it. That's all. If you can't do that, then sometimes because of our ego, then my mistake, then you suffer. No need to look at it as my mistake because of ignorance, because of greed, anger, delusion. So I made this mistake. That's all. So since this is a mistake, stop it. So decide it shouldn't prolong, it shouldn't perpetuate. That's enough. Okay?